noon hour is here.
Check it out.
And you're locked on to Utah's highest rated, most listened to sports radio station.
It's my station.
It's my station.
This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Welcome in, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hans Olsen, Scott Girard. Happy Thursday, everybody. We're out and about today. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. We got candy. We got tickets we're giving away. All kinds of good stuff. Let's get it out right now. Come down here. Hang out. I got some jazz gear as well. I got Snickers bars, Twix bars, Milky Ways, Kit Kats, Twix. Yeah, come by. They're all yours. Let's load you up. It's that simple. 100 grand, too. I don't know. Well, wait a minute. There was 100 grand.
It's right there.
Oh, okay.
Under the paper. It's all yours if you want it.
I didn't know if maybe it. Because that's probably, if I'm doing a power ranking right now, I'm probably going Snickers 1, 100 grand 2, Twix 3, Kit Kat 4, and Milky Way 5.
They're all good. And chocolate prices are skyrocketing. It's like $2.50 now to buy a candy bar at a gas station. It's stupid. Chocolate prices are so high.
It's like, you know, you used to go buy a Snickers bar for like 75 cents. Now they treat it like it's a protein bar and you're paying like $3.50 for it.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I think it is. It's about $2.50 for a regular size Snicker bar, which is no longer regular size.
No. They've been shrinking that thing forever.
It's the old fun size.
Yeah.
Is what it is now, but. Man, Scotty, I want the NHL so bad here in Salt Lake City. I want it so bad. Did you watch this with the Devils and the Rangers last night?
No, I did not.
Oh, my gosh, man. I guess there's bad blood.
Oh, I thought you meant the whole game. Yeah, no, I saw the... I saw the melee for sure.
There's bad blood between the Devils and the Rangers. I don't know the extent or the depths of it, but they've been fighting for a few years and... So they line up for the initial puck drop, and the only thing that drops is their gloves.
Yeah, yeah.
And the five skaters across the ice drop their gloves and just start fighting, throwing punches. And it went for a minute and 30 seconds. And when you're talking about the world of fighting, like fist fighting, a minute 30 seconds is an eternity.
Yes.
You know, most scraps go for 20 seconds, and then somebody goes down or somebody relents or somebody quits or you get them on the ground. These guys are, and they're just standing on their skates. They've got their jerseys wadded up in each other's hands, and they're throwing haymakers for a minute and 30 seconds to start this game. So it leads to 8 ejections, 4 from each team. So only 2 of the skaters and the goalies got to stay on the ice. The other thing that was crazy is they pan back, and you could see that the coaches were absolutely throwing the most foul language, terrible looks, gestures at each other across the ice. They wanted to kill each other. And it's like, all right, give me the NHL.
It's NHL. Time. You get this into our veins. Let's go.
Get it into my veins because you flip over and you're watching some NBA highlights and somebody flops and takes a charge and throws his hands up and acts like he's got a bloody nose and touches his nose and looks at his finger 6 times and goes to a free throw line. Somebody's ejected for a flagrant 2, and it's like, well, that's basketball. Look, I love basketball. I've learned to love basketball, but I would love to have NHL right here in Salt Lake City.
Well, I think there's a good chance. I think there's a very good chance. It would not surprise me if you see Ryan Smith with his hard work and effort that the Smith Entertainment Group's putting forward to secure, you know, whether it's an existing franchise or whether it's a expansion team, but they're putting in the work and they're doing everything they can. And it would not surprise me in the least if we got NHL here in the near future.
I would love it.
And again, this is me speculating. I'm not hearing anything, but my goodness, it would not surprise me one bit. because all the chatter out there, all the work and all the groundwork that's being built, I very well could see NHL, because there's a lot of struggling franchises. You look at the Coyotes, they're a mess right now. And if I'm Ryan, I just say, hey, look, we'll take this thing off your hands right now. Let's go. Let's get them up here to Utah. We got an arena that can house it for the next couple of years. And then whether we – and it'll be interesting to see exactly if Ryan Smith gets a NHL team. Do you gut the Delta Center again, what, 5 or 6 years after you did it, and rebuild that thing so that it can house hockey? Or do you build a new hockey-only stadium? Arena, you know, that's there's a lot of different options there.
Well, when he released the design and he released some of the images of what that arena would look like, you know that it entailed at least some form of NHL, and that was an indicator of where Ryan Smith's headed and how sure this thing is, because I don't think he releases those images without a really good connection. The thing is it may be quicker than maybe other people thought it would be.
Yeah.
That's one of the hard facts about this. You know, with Major League Baseball, we might be sitting here biting our fingernails for the next 5 years. Maybe not with an announcement, but getting a team here in the Salt Lake City area. NHL, it just feels like it's more set up to be...
It could be October.
It feels like it could be more prompt.
Yeah.
And I was bummed with the A's announcement that they're moving to Sacramento. I'm just bummed over...
Yeah.
And by the way, it's a temporary move to Sacramento. They're still going to Vegas, but it's a temporary move to Sacramento.
And I've had a lot of people that got kind of their wires crossed on that. And that's we're here to help. The anticipation of building a stadium and bringing Major League Baseball to Utah has nothing to do with the Oakland A's. Nothing to do. Those were two completely different things. The A situation was just getting our toe in the water in Major League Baseball and saying, hey, we got a temporary home while you go to Vegas and while we try to bring a team here. That was all that was. This did not take the Miller Group out of contention of an expansion team in no way, shape, or form whatsoever. They are still very much in the works. And as we had Bob Nightingale on a couple weeks ago, he put Utah still as a front runner to secure an expansion team. So when you saw that story today, don't think, oh, no, Major League Baseball is not coming. No, Utah is still very much at the forefront of bringing Major League Baseball and securing a franchise. You're just going to have to wait a while. You're not going to rent the Oakland A's for the next 3 years. And once the details, I mean, we've been pretty open and honest about this. Once the details came out about the financial situation the A's are dealing with, in fact, that they would lose – up to $75 million mm-hmm. a year on a TV deal if they came to Utah, that was the death knell.
Yeah.
Like
the billboards came down.
It wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, because it was a big campaign, big, beautiful campaign.
And let's be honest, the A's, like, look, I would have been fired up to have the A's here, and I would have been to as many games I possibly could, and I would have been over the moon about it. But it's a garbage organization. It's poorly ran, and the fact that either two things happen. Either they use Salt Lake City as a negotiating ploy to try to get back into Oakland or to try to get a sweetheart deal from Sacramento, or they were just naive and dumb and didn't have their legal counsel look at their contract and realize, oh, wait, we'll lose all this money if we go to Salt Lake City.
That can't be the case.
I don't know, man. 95% of the time I would say no, but this organization is so...
Yeah, but that would be dumb.
They are dumb. They are as dumb as any professional organization in sports.
But to blink and miss an $80 million note?
I wouldn't put...
If
that's
that
the thing.
Dumb,
that's the thing. I wouldn't put up... You look at the track record of that ownership group and what they've done in Oakland and how poorly that thing's been ran, it would not surprise me. Again, 98% of the professional franchises out there would not surprise. Like, I think that they're way more devious and they're smart and pretty well ran and know what they're doing. These guys, nah.
Yeah.
And just talking to people that are close to the situation, yeah, I think they're dumb.
They're that dumb.
Yeah.
Well, that's a heartbreaker because now they're going to be playing in Sutter Health Park, and Sutter Health Park has 10,000 seats. It's got a room for 14,000, so it can put 14,000 in, but it's got grass seating for the other 4,000. But that's what they're headed to.
Yeah,
is Sutter Health Park in Sacramento, which is the AAA affiliate for the Giants.
Yeah.
And that's what the A's have been relegated to. So your point of stupidity, of being dumb, that probably shows a level of stupidity that they're playing in that park, in that area, in front of fans. Maybe Giants fans that are out there for the AAA affiliate, maybe they are just baseball fans. Maybe they come out and support the A's. But I'm telling you right now, Scotty, it's the Major League Baseball is a different world. So I'm going down to Florida in May. And we're going out to watch the Rays and the Yankees.
Okay.
Yankees are going to be in town sometime in the middle of May, whenever we're out there. And I just bought tickets for it. I was actually shocked because with the Rays attendance is one of the worst attendance in Major League Baseball, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I went to Rangers, Padres, they're at Petco. I paid $35 a seat. We were just behind first base. I recently went to Dodgers and Padres, and it was about $120 a ticket. Rays and Yankees is still and so we're going to be about two sections into the outfield away from first base.
Okay.
Three rows up, $100 a ticket.
Ooh.
For the Rays.
Yeah, but give that second team there.
We're just past the netting. Yeah. I was still shocked. I'm thinking, yeah, but it's Florida. But I guess there's Yankees fans everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And the Yankees
I mean, you got all those East Coast New Yorkers that have now retired and moved down to Florida. And they want to see their Yankees play. So, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
We're actually going to bend up the bottom part of Florida and go to the Mets and Marlins game a few days later. And I haven't checked the tickets on that. I'm being arrested to see what the price is on that.
Mets and Marlins.
Mets are terrible.
Oh, yeah. I bet that'll be $55-$60 a ticket.
For better seats, I'll bet.
For better seats, yeah. Yep.
Major League Baseball's crazy. The disparity of it, you know, where you've got spending that is I don't know what the Yankees or what the Dodgers' current roster expenditures are. Hundreds of millions. And then you dip way down at the bottom part of Major League Baseball because there's soft caps and so much flexibility on what you can spend. You can go buy a team. You can try to buy a championship. So one thing that makes me a little bit worried about Major League Baseball here in the state of Utah, it's like you got to buy championships.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You got to be one. I think when I did the math on it, remember when I did that, the spending math?
Oh, yeah.
I think it was the top. You have to be in the top 11 in spending to even sniff a World Series run. You got to open up your pocketbooks and you've got to pay. And, you know, you look at what the Dodgers did with Shohei Ohtani, bringing in the best player in baseball, and they were already a loaded roster. You got to spend, Scotty.
Yeah. A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Miller Group, I think that they understand that. Look, they've been in business with the B's and the A's affiliate, and they know very well. That's not breaking news to them. It's just
this is why and I'll admit I'm a little biased because you and I have gotten to know the primary actors in this for a long time. Like, Steve Starks has been on this show many, many times. We've known Steve personally for a long time. And I consider Steve to be a good friend, and I consider Steve to be as sharp and as educated and as ambitious as anybody I've ever met. Ryan Smith has been on this show a bunch. We've gotten to know him not as well as we know Steve, but we've gotten to know him pretty well over the last several years since his purchase of the Utah Jazz. I feel very comfortable in saying this, that when you have these two individuals, Ryan Smith going all in on the NHL, the Millers, led by Steve Starks, going all in on Major League Baseball. These guys just don't dip their toe in the waters if they're not anticipating not just owning an organization, but trying everything they can to support those organizations financially and with the resources needed to compete at a high level. This isn't just a novelty like, oh, you know what would be fun is to own a Major League Baseball team or an NHL team. No, it's like, no, we want to bring a team here. We want it to be successful, and we want to win championships along the way. So I don't think you go into the world of Major League Baseball without the realization of, all right, we're going to do this, we're going to go big, and we're going to do everything we can to win. Now, are they going to be able to have the payroll of the Dodgers? Probably not, at least immediately out of the gate. But realizing you need to be in the top third of the league to be competitive, they've got to understand that, and I'm sure they know that and have accepted that.
I'm sure. I was just looking at how much the Dodgers are spending this year. How does $320 million?
Yeah, I was going to say quarter of a billion, but it's north of that. It's a third of a billion.
Yeah, that's what buys you a 7-2 record right now.
Hey, Lloyd.
Don't Lloyd me.
That's what buys you
a 7-2 record right now.
I'm just letting you know. Your Giants, bud. You just stick around.
Well, they are in the same division, so it kind of goes hand in hand.
You just worry about those Giants.
Hey, we will continue to talk hockey. We will get you ready for this. When it happens, if/when, and I'm thinking more when than if.
Yeah.
You will not find a more hockey-educated show than our show.
No. We're gonna put a lot of time into it, and Scotty and I don't dip our toe in things like that.
Nope.
We will jump in. We will have the best analysts.
We will cannonball into this sucker.
The best guests. We will get the access to the players. Hell, we may even coach the dang thing. Who knows?
You and I will be the backup goalies if need be.
Yeah. What do they call them?
Yeah, I forget what was the terminology there, but we've already swung and missed.
It's a wacky name.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, Sam Merrill's going to join us coming up next. After his big night in Utah, coming back home, playing in front of friends and family, we'll talk to Sammy coming up here in just about 7 minutes from right now, but we are live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. Rich is hanging out with us. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. I do have a little spring fever, though.
Do you?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Caged in?
I'm not going to get too close to you guys. We've got the spring fever going on.
It's time to get the cars going.
But here's the thing. There's no sick days for you. You're out here slinging cars.
Oh, no. This spring fever is all about the great deals we got. It's exciting. It's raising my temperature a little bit. And the best one I got going just announced today, and it's going to be exclusive for your station.
Okay.
Okay? $8,500 rebate for the Leaf, our super EV car that we've had for over a dozen years now.
$8,500 rebate on that?
$8,500 rebate. Plus, you'll never buy gas again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Folks, you folks listening in the car at home right now, you want to come down and take a look at this car and take advantage of this program. They're moving these cars, and we moved a lot of them last month. That was one of our best months we've ever had. So
on the Leaf in particular.
On the Leaf in particular, yeah. And in cars in general.
Yeah.
We had a killer month. So the year is breaking. We're getting deals from the factory that people can't resist. So it's time to come out and take a look at our cars and see what we can do.
Well, there is also not only do you have a great selection, not only do you have a great staff and the rebates and everything to go along with it, Tim Daly is going to throw in a forever warranty, free of charge, for every new vehicle and probably 95% of your used inventory.
As crazy as the $8,500 sounds, on top of that, you get a lifetime powertrain warranty for that car. As long as you own the car, I don't care how many miles you put on the car, it could be 20 years from now. You'll still have a warranty on it. And by the way, it's free.
Love it. Love it. Come down here, again, 4528 South State Street. Talk to Rich and talk about that Leaf. $8,500 off.
That's a lot of money.
And that's just for our zone listeners, too.
That's for our zone listeners right now.
$8,500. Let's go. That's free money. Rich is just handing you. He's putting $8,500 right back in your pocket. It's all right here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. This is 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present...
This is JJ and Alex.
If they win a conference championship, you have to stop disparaging the conference that you just won the conference championship in.
Why?
Right?
Why?
I guess we'll take your garbage trophy.
Why not? From this I want conference. Brett Yormark. When Utah wins the Big 12 next year...
Coach Garcesian.
To present a trophy... to Coach Wiley Whittingford.
Whittingworth.
And
oh my gosh.
I would love to see that.
I Kyle can't Cranningham.
Who's what's the craziest name for Kyle Whittingham we can
no,
come
I
up with?
No, I think you nailed
that
it.
Brett Yormark's going to say.
It's Wiley Willingford.
Wiley Willingford.
Catch JJ and Alex afternoons from 3 to 6. Presented by G2G Bars on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Thursday, everybody. Time to check in with one of our favorites. Sam Merrill, kind enough to join us after a big night in Utah a couple nights ago. How are you, sir? Long time no talk to you. How's everything treating you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Man, doing well.
It's good to hear that voice, Sam. I'm glad that you remember us as you've climbed the ladder of success.
How could I ever forget you two?
We feel the same.
Hey, how weird was it playing in that arena against the Jazz, a team that you grew up as a fan of, and playing well, but coming back there in front of friends and family? I mean, what were the emotions like for you?
Yeah, it was quite the experience, to be honest. Just like, you know, I'd been back for one game my second year, but I was hurt. But obviously this is my first time playing, and had played in that arena obviously a few times in college, but there's a big difference between a college game and an NBA game, obviously. And there was a lot going on, a lot of friends, a lot of family, like you said. Honestly, before the game, I was just ready for it to be over just because there's a lot that you have to deal with. And it's a lot of good, obviously. But and then, you know, being out there for warm-ups and the national anthem and stuff, it was a pretty surreal moment, like you said. The Jazz are a big part of every kid's youth in Utah. And, so to be on that floor playing in an NBA game, it was a really fun experience and something that, I definitely am not taking for granted.
What are those distractions like, Sam, when you're trying to gather up? How many tickets did you have to gather up, and how much did those distractions obviously didn't play too big because you had an incredible game, but how tough is that to organize it and the weight that it lands on you?
Yeah, it's tough. I have about 15 to 20, which is not crazy, but I also focused in just on my family and my wife's family. But I had, you know, a bunch of people text me saying that they were going to be there and, hey, let's try and say what's up after the game or before the game or whatnot. And I obviously, you know, respond to everybody and am appreciative of their support without a doubt. But I tried throughout the day really hard to focus on, you know, the game coming up and try and make sure I was in the right mindset. Cause I wanted to play well, obviously, in front of, you know, friends and family and whatnot. And you know, the last hour and a half or so before the game is where I really tried to avoid talking to anybody and just locked in on, you know, what was important.
You go for 18 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists. Obviously, you want to play well, but did it feel like throughout the course of the game, like, okay, once you settled in and the shots started falling, we're going to have ourselves a good game? I mean, what's that feeling like when not only are you playing in front of your friends and family in that hometown arena, but then you see the shots start to fall? What's that like?
Yeah, it felt good. It's I don't get a lot of open shots. The way I've been guarded recently, I take quite a few tough ones, but I was able to get a few open ones, especially at the start of the second half. You know, I made a couple in the first half, but got a couple pretty good looks in the second half. And, you know, once you're able to see those go down, then you just get more and more confidence. And, like I said, I wanted to play well and, felt good about the way I've been playing recently and, you know, felt like I was going to be able to get some of the shots that I like, but, you know, I'm going to, you know, throughout this league, I know, like, I'm going to have nights where I shoot well, nights where I don't, but for me, it's all about just playing, trying to play good winning basketball on both ends of the floor. And that's, you know, the shot will fall more often than not, but that's really what's most important.
Sam, you're living the dream that so many young kids have, and now you're fourth year in and gone through Milwaukee and Memphis and currently there in Cleveland and fighting your butt off every day for every rep and every shot. Living the dream that so many young kids have. Explain to people what the dream is like. Now that you're there, how hard is it to stay? Is it what you thought it would be? Because I had the dream of playing the NFL, and when I got to the NFL, it was a lot different than what the dream was. It was a lot different. So kind of walk us through what it's like being in the NBA and these kids that might have that dream.
Yeah, it's like you're saying, it's a lot, and it's hard. And, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back and realize, like, I never thought I'd be here. This was, like you said, a dream come true for me. Like, there aren't a lot of people that have done this. So you have to take a step back occasionally and, you know, feel some gratitude that I've been able to make it to this point. But, I mean, as you know, once you get a taste of it and once you know you're close, like, it's such a grind to, you know, my first few years especially, it's such a grind just to stick around. And, you know, I get traded my first year, and then I get waived because of an injury, and then I go to camp with Sacramento and play really well there and get waived, and then I have to go to the G League. And, you know, I always felt like I was good enough, but obviously it wasn't until this year where I was really able to show that. But now, you know, now that I've established myself at least a little bit, like, hey, there's always people coming for your jobs, so you can never you know, take it for granted, but also like, okay, now I want to prove that I can be even better. So I would say it's just like any job, like you know, even if you feel like you're in a good spot, you always want to, if you're a competitor, you always want to get better and prove that you can do even more.
Sam Merrill joining us, former Aggie, now Cleveland Cavalier, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. So Sam, now that you kind of got yourself settled into the league and you know, the tear that you've been on, over the last couple months, shooting the three ball has just been fantastic to watch. You mentioned this a little bit earlier in the conversation, but now that the book's out on you a little bit and people are like, oh, wait, this guy can be a problem. This guy can be a real big problem. Are you noticing teams focusing on you differently now than maybe they were 2 or 3 months ago?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, there was a little stretch early on, like you said, where people didn't really know who I was. I mean, they knew I was a shooter, but maybe not to the extent that I was capable of. And, you know, now it's like a lot of times if I'm in the game, I'm getting one of the better defenders on me. Teams aren't really helping off. Like, they're top locking me when I'm coming off screens. And I had a little stretch where I wasn't shooting it as well. And because teams were running me off the line, I was getting, I don't want to say gun shy, but I was trying to, you know, figure out when to shoot and when to pump fake and when to drive and whatnot. And I had to kind of work through that. But now I feel like I'm back comfortable. Just, you know, unless you're going to like fully run me off the line, like I'm going to shoot the ball and I'm going to try and make a bunch. So I feel like I've adjusted to it pretty well. And I still got obviously a lot of ways to improve and whatnot and to be better and to capitalize more off that. But I feel like I have been able to make that adjustment as teams have.
So, Sam, who is your favorite teammate on this roster, and why is it gorgeous Georges Niang?
George is great. I mean, you guys know him, and, you know, everyone from Utah knows the type of guy he is. He's a handful. He's always got something to say. It's usually pretty funny, but George is great. I mean, Donovan is one of my favorite teammates ever as well. Both those guys are big-time dudes.
Yeah, I saw Donovan pull Keontae George aside after that game. And, Sam, it was pretty cool just watching Donovan maybe instill some knowledge that he once got from Chris Paul. I was talking about how in his rookie year he got Chris Paul patting him on the head and guys coming over and talking to him. It was cool to see him pull Keontae George aside and give him some words of advice. Like, what is he like as far as helping you with instruction or giving you advice or the type of teammate he is?
Yeah, I just tell people whenever they ask around that he just gets it. Like, we all know how he was when he was here. Like, him going out to the community and going to high school games and going to college football games and interacting with people online and – that ability to, you know, appeal to the fan base, but also like, he's just a really good dude. And, you know, when he wore that Money Merrill jersey for the All-Star, for the 3-point contest, like that, he didn't have to do that. He told me he was going to, I didn't believe him, but like, he didn't have to do that at all. But so it's just cool. Like he just knows how to, you know, uplift his teammates and give them confidence. He takes accountability for himself when he makes mistakes or when maybe he's not playing as well as he's supposed to. He just like everything you'd want in a great teammate he has.
Sam Merrill joining us, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Look, I know you're going to be playing for a long, long time, and you got a lot going on. But when things wrap up, there'll probably be another coaching hire at Utah State. You can just slide right over and take over as head coach at Utah State, man. No, in all seriousness, though, how cool was it to see this team go on a run and get that NCAA tournament win?
Yeah, it was awesome. I texted, you know, was in contact with Coach Sprinkle throughout the season, and it was similar to, you know, Coach Smith's first year. I kept texting Danny saying, like, I don't really understand how you guys are doing this. But sometimes you just, when you got a good culture and you got a lot of tough dudes, like, you may not have as much talent, but you just find a way to win. And we all knew at some point Utah State was going to win a tournament game, even if it felt like it was maybe never going to happen. So I'm glad that was the team that was able to do it. But you talk about coaching. I hope the college game has changed a lot. Will have changed a lot in, you know, 10 years or whatever, because I'm not sure it's totally my style.
Yeah, no.
Sam, I'm curious just about the success of this Cleveland team currently sitting third in the East. Am I remembering right? The year you were with Milwaukee, that was their finals year? Is that right?
Yeah, yes, they won the title. Yep.
Yeah, so I'm just curious. This roster, the way Cleveland is playing, the way you guys are coming together, third in the East, are you getting some of those feels that you had with that Milwaukee team? Do you feel like you guys could compete, come out of the East? Give me your thoughts on this team in general.
Yeah, it's been a tough year. We've had so many injuries, and our starters, I think, have played like 23, 24 games together. So it's been really hard to get like that type of momentum with the whole team, but we've done such a good job of when guys have been out, of other guys stepping up and finding a way. And, you know, we went on a crazy good run in December, January. And like, I think we've shown, like, we've beaten the best teams. We've played really good basketball. We're not playing our best ball right now. Again, part of that's because of all the injuries we had, but we still got some time here to work through some things with these last six or seven games. And I feel confident that we can make a little run here.
Well, Sam, we appreciate it. We know it's a busy day for you. You guys are on that road trip, but thanks for hanging out with us and carving out a few minutes for us. Look forward to catching up with you again a little bit more in the off season, but keep it rolling, man. Couldn't be happier for you. Big fan of yours and your family, and tell everybody hi for us. Okay.
Will do. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
You got it. Sam Merrill right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Well, if they can come together, if their timing's right, then it'll be great. You know, Donovan Mitchell missed that Jazz game, but showed back up in Phoenix and had that mask on, and he's wearing the face protector, and he's trying to get out there with Darius Garland and what Donovan Mitchell brings and what the bench could provide with George Niang and Sam Merrill and LeVert. And it's a good roster. I guess it's just a matter of timing, Scotty. Like, yep. Does it all fall into place? Because it feels like the NBA, more than any other professional organization, is timing of health.
Yes, 100%.
Because you've got five guys that make the ultimate difference. When one of the five is out, it's hard to compensate, especially when it's one of the big dogs of the five. So if they can get healthy, Donovan Mitchell, you know he can raise hell in the league.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yep. I'm just, you know, I'm happy for Sam. I remember him, as a, you know, freshman, sophomore at Utah State trying to figure things out. And then it clicked and he became an absolute superstar in the college level. And then, again, just waiting and waiting. And I'm sure there were moments where he's like, you know, and I haven't talked to him about this, but there's that moment where like, is it going to hit or do I just need to go to Europe and make some money over there? And there's that moment where you're just like, all right, what am I going to do? Do I keep the dream alive? Do I keep fighting for it? Or do I just say, all right, let's just go cash out and, you know, make some good money in Europe and call it a run. And he kept fighting, and boom, it's paying off for him in spades right now.
I was a little surprised when the Bucks moved on from him.
Sent him to Memphis, yeah.
Weren't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Because they make that championship run. He had a couple of starts in that season. I think he played in 35 or 40 games. I felt like he gave them some good minutes. I was going to ask him why, but I've been in that those professional shoes, and sometimes you don't want people to ask you why.
Yeah.
Because there's an answer that doesn't feel real good sometimes. Like people ask me, well, why did the NFL let you go? And it's like, well, I think I might have been too dumb to learn Peyton Manning's offense, maybe. I don't know.
And Hans and Scotty, 97.5 The Kissel. Yeah,
thanks for bringing that up,
but
Scotty.
But I appreciate the question. Thank you.
Let me know of any other bad things you can bring up.
So you see why I didn't ask Sam. But someday I'm going to ask Sam. Like, why? Why did Milwaukee? Why does they? And I'm hoping that he just shoves it right down their throat.
Yeah. Well, I think he's enjoying this run. And the only thing, and here's another question that, again, you'd like to ask, but you don't really want to because he's in the middle of a season. And that's why he's got an agent is, unfortunately, he's not a free agent this year. You know, he's got an option year that I'm sure Cleveland will pick up. And it would be just glorious for him to be hitting an unrestricted free agent right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be money time.
Yeah. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Coming up next, what you may have missed, it's all straight ahead right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Big T Thurl Bailey back to the show.
Taylor Hendricks has really had an interesting position, right? You're talking the ninth pick in the draft, and with that comes a lot.
There's a long way to go to match the player I'm about to say, but as for a best-case scenario, a comp for him, given his size, his athletic ability, Scottie Pippen.
I don't think there's really a great comparison between those two right now. There's some similarities, some things that Taylor Hendricks can get to be that type of player. I actually think that he can be a better defender than Scottie. I think he can. I think he has a potential to be a better defender than Scottie Pippen was. It remains to be seen, but I see the potential in it. I would reserve the comparisons with Scottie Pippen right now. Give him a couple of years.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Happy Thursday, everybody. Let's get it going. Time for another edition of What You May Have Missed. This isn't a fun one, I think. There for a moment, it looked really good. In fact, I really felt confident we would see the Oakland A's here in Salt Lake City. However, then all of a sudden, Oakland either realized or never told anybody involved in the process that, oh, by the way, there's this other detail that if we come to Salt Lake, we will forgo our $70 million, if not more, in TV revenue than we would have gotten from our TV deal in California. So, with all that being considered, after not being able to come to an agreement with Oakland, they are now going to be spending the next 3 years in Sacramento. So that is where the home of the Oakland A's will be. Larry H. Miller Company sent out a statement earlier today that said, quote, "We want to express our gratitude to Major League Baseball and the Athletics for approaching the Larry H. Miller Company about potentially hosting the Athletics. From the beginning, there were economic reasons tied to an existing television contract that favored the Athletics staying in Northern California. We wish the Athletics much success in their home state during this exciting time in their team history. Our proven and ready ownership group and broad-based coalition is fully committed to bringing a Major League Baseball expansion team to the Power District on Salt Lake City's west side. We are grateful and encouraged that Utah was viewed as a potential host and solution for the Athletics, and we will continue to demonstrate that we are the ideal Major League Baseball expansion market, which all of that is still very much in play.
Yeah, and I hope that it ends up here in Salt Lake City at some point. The other thing I wanted to mention, what you may have missed, you know, that we were just talking about the luck and health of the NBA.
Yeah.
I know that New York Knicks fans have been keeping their fingers crossed that Julius Randle would come back. Julius Randle, when he went out, Scotty, he was a 24-10-5 guy.
Yeah.
Now, he went out at the end of January, might have been the beginning of February, but I think it was the back end of January. And was playing really high-level basketball. And New York was looking really good. And New York has held their own with Julius Randle off the court. I think they're either in fourth or the fifth spot right now in the East, which is great. And I know they were holding out hope that Julius Randle would come back, and it was just announced today that he's going to have season-ending shoulder surgery. So he's out. And if you're New York, you're like, man, everything was coming together. And they felt like they had all the pieces. And Jalen Brunson, I still can't believe what he's done in this league.
I know.
I can't even fathom what he's been able to do with his stature and just what he is. I never thought he would be the player he is in the NBA, but he's held up his end of the bargain. And I thought, man, if you get Julius Randle back and Brunson is playing this high level, it really could push Milwaukee. I don't think anybody other than Boston's coming out of that East. But maybe. But at least they could have pushed him. But New York just announced that Julius Randle's out for the season.
All right, Hans and Scotty, as we are live here at Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, our good friend Rich is hanging out with us. It's spring. You're hitting the road. You need that vehicle to make all the road trips that you need to make, and you're not quite sure if your vehicle's up for it. Well, Dr. Rich is here to help because he's got a vehicle that's going to work with you in whatever price range you're dealing with.
I've written every kind of prescription you could ever think of to solve these problems, and I've got more to write. And so, yeah, there's all kinds of medicine out there in the form of 250 used cars that I got, 150 new cars that I got, all kinds of loyalty cash to just hand out, all kinds of bonus cash to hand out, and all kinds of special percentage rates that are tied to the cars. It's, you know, we're associated with 50 different banks to get you done. I could go on and on. It's just, it's a never-ending list because everybody needs cars.
Yep.
Everybody. And even though the business has been a little bit slow this past year, it's really picked up from last month. And I can tell that by the number of cars that we sold, we had a terrific month. And it's already starting out terrific this
Good.
Month. So now's the perfect time to come on down. And, you know, if you've been waiting to buy a car, now's the time to do it.
Feels like the new car world is just in a really good position right now. And you just talked about this in the last break. I've got to talk about it a little bit again. $8,500 off.
It's
a rebate.
And you had a good question. Gee, is that the state money, that $8,500 rebate for my EV, the Leaf? No, that's from the factory. That's a gift from Nissan to anyone that wants to get an EV, electric vehicle. Come on down here. We've been selling this car since 2012. It is a proven product that wears like iron, and you'll never need gas again. You frequently hear rebates $2,000, maybe three.
Maybe three.
I'm talking $8,500 rebates was announced today.
Is there anything on the Aria? Or is that just the Leaf?
That's just the Leaf.
That Leaf is just that $8,500. I want people to understand that is.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's an insane amount of money. Significant amount of money. You know, and that's even for folks that may have a little bit edgy credit, and we need to make sure we got enough money to make the deal work for them. Come on down and take a look at that card. There's miracles that we can do with that kind of rebate money.
You know, everybody's on edge about interest rates these days, and hoping, okay, let's hope they come down. Well, guess what? Nissan's its own bank, so they can set their interest rates wherever they want, and you still have some 0% interest on some of these vehicles.
I have 0%, 2.9, 1.9, 3.9, you name it, depending on what car you want. Come on down and take advantage of it. It's not going to get any better. The only thing that can happen, prices of cars will go up.
Yeah.
So take advantage of the fact now. And if you think they won't go up, well, check out your supermarket and what's happening there. Yeah. Okay? The cars are the same thing. So if you're looking to get a car, I've got the great rates. I've got the inventory. I've got the lowest prices you're ever going to find and the biggest rebates. We're Tim Daly Nissan, and we're in Murray. You need to be here.
Let's do it. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, 4528 South State Street. You hear Rich. Rich has been around the block a bit. He knows how to get you into that vehicle and get you in at the right price. He's going to respect your time, your dollars. Let's go. Tim Daly Nissan in Murray, right here on 97.5 DKSL Sports Zone.